Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, a special edition today. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is Mr. Jonathan Liebert and Mr. Paul Myers Bennett. They are both connected to the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, but even more importantly, today they're here to talk about the Colorado Institute for Social Impact. It is a huge, very quickly burgeoning and emerging sector of the economy, sometimes known as the fourth sector of the economy. Businesses are sprouting up everywhere, so if you have an idea that you want to be in business, but you want to do it with a conscience, this is the place for you to be today. I'm glad you're here with us. Jonathan, welcome to the Business Connection Studio.
Well, thanks for having me.
You are the you wear two really important hats here in Southern Colorado.
There's a couple of things going on right now. So I'm over at the Better Business Bureau as the CEO, and there's this other company we started to help promote the fourth sector, as you just described, and I'm the CEO of that organization as well.
And may I say that you are the master of understatement when you only say a couple of things going on right now.
It's a good thing. Keeps me out of trouble, right? Keep me focused.
Paul, let's talk about you for a little bit. You are the VP of Marketing and Events for the Better Business Bureau, so you are effectively Jonathan's partner in crime.
Correct, yes.
So between the two of you, you are doing some absolutely amazing things. And one of those, of course, is that, Jonathan, you have stood up the Colorado Institute for Social Impact in response to this huge, as I say, sector of the economy that people are getting into business to do it with a conscience. They have a heart and a soul. A great example of that that I think a lot of people know about is Blue Star Recyclers, where they hire people on the autism spectrum. They give them jobs. They give so basically it's a business that is helping to solve societal problems in a number of ways.
Correct. We're actually seeing a lot more of these different types of businesses, and Blue Star Recyclers is a great example of businesses. And again, when we say businesses, this can be a nonprofit or for-profit, which may sound kind of different, but this is a different sector. It's a hybrid sector where you're taking the best of both worlds. But we're seeing more of these businesses that are focusing on profits and purpose. So they oftentimes have a higher purpose. So it could be to solve some type of unemployment rate for the disabled, which is what Blue Star focuses on. It could be veteran unemployment. It could be homelessness. It could be poverty. It could be hunger. I mean, take a pick, right? But what's cool about the sector is that they're using the powerful economic engine of capitalism to solve it. And so what's great about this is it's a win-win-win. It's good for the business themselves. It's good for the community. And it's good for the economy. And so we're seeing a lot more entrepreneurs and social entrepreneurs come onto the scene now, solving big social issues, but they're using business to do it. And research suggests and shows that consumers will actually pay more for a product or service that has some kind of social cause attached to it. And so I think many of us would by no means not want to go and help somebody out if they're going to buy something anyway. So a cup of coffee, bottle of water, shoes, take a pick. All things we need in everyday life. And if you do a little bit of research online, you can find out what social impact business is offering that product or service for you. And you can spend the money anyway, so you may as well buy it with somebody that's impacting your local community.
And generally speaking, they are. And we'll come back to Paul in just a second. Jonathan, I want to sidebar a little bit and talk about you. You have done some amazing things here in the community. You've been in Colorado Springs for a fairly short time.
Yeah, just a short time. I was born here. So.
Yeah, same. So I know three natives now.
Exactly. So yeah, native of Colorado Springs, and I went to Liberty High School here, and went to college somewhere else, traveled the world a little bit, and then figured, what was I thinking? I need to go back to Colorado.
Oh, gosh, so, yeah. This the is pull a great is place. So strong. Yeah,
absolutely.
Your lovely wife is Mina, and Mina is connected to the El Paso County Health Department.
That's correct. She is.
So it's a wonderful thing that you're both doing the things that you do for the community. Paul, step on up, and let's talk a little bit more about you. Where did we get you from?
Well, I came home to Colorado Springs. I was away for 4 years and then came back last year in 2018.
Nice. Where did you come from?
So I sold a business here in Colorado Springs and moved to San Diego. I worked for that company for a few years, and as soon as I could get back, I did.
Sun, sand, right here in the mountains of Colorado.
Right.
What a wonderful thing. All right. Okay, so Colorado Institute for Social Impact does an amazing array of things, but it facilitates this social commerce, if you will. There is an event attached to that that's in year number 3. You guys go ahead and both step up. It is called the PRISM Awards. This year is a very special year. It's kind of a breakout year for the PRISM Awards. Jonathan, what are the PRISM Awards? And who qualifies for them? And what's so special about this year?
Yeah, so we, this is the third year, as you mentioned, and we started these awards a couple years ago because we wanted to do two things. One, we wanted to make sure that people had a good idea of who kind of the best players in the space were. And so those are the folks that, you know, are scoped for these awards, that win these awards. So one, we're educating consumers on, you know, what to look for in these different types of businesses and who are some of the best. That's kind of what we do. And the other side of the coin, it's really a matter of, you know, recognizing the wonderful work for these social entrepreneurs. And again, you know, these are folks that are blending purpose and profit, mixing impact and income together. And so these social entrepreneurs apply for these awards. They've got to have a, you know, higher purpose as well as the profit-making piece. Those are the folks that qualify for it. But this year it's statewide. So this is the first year we've gone and done this statewide, which is really, really exciting. We figured maybe, you know, 5 years down the road we'd get there. But just based on requests, quite honestly, the Institute is statewide, and we do work kind of all over the state of Colorado and in every part of the state. People said, well, hey, can we apply for these awards? It's like, you know what? It's time. This is the first year it's been throughout the state of Colorado.
Wow. Yeah, the social enterprise ecosystem is huge. It's much, much bigger than people think it is. And you are looking for ways to actually measure it, Jonathan. So under the umbrella of CI4SI, you are going to be taking something of a census here over the next few years.
Right. So we are right now just finished up some research for the National Better Business Bureau. And we just finished up some research. And really what they wanted us to do is, how can you map this sector? How do you go find these businesses? And can you quantify them? And the answer is, yes, we can. And we have a tool now that we can use to find that. So we're currently in the process of kind of mapping out Colorado. We've got a good number of businesses already kind of on the list. But the plan within the year is to train other BBs to use this tool and in their communities go find these businesses. And through the collaboration of BBs throughout the U.S. and Canada, we hope to have a national list, a national database within a year or so that consumers can use so they can find these businesses on their own.
That's the magic. That is the magic, because this program is all about pointing out businesses that are worthy of doing business with. So you're going to hear a few names today. They will be finalists for Prism Awards in various categories. There's one in particular that I want to point out, and he is James Proby, who I've had the pleasure of interviewing on Business Connection before, a prime example of somebody with a heart and a soul to serve and support people. He has an organization called the Men's Exchange. Jonathan, you want to tell us about that a little bit?
Sure. The Men's Exchange is a great example, again, of another local social impact business. And we have the full list of finalists that Paul will give here in a moment. But Men's Exchange is all about, you know, giving back to your community, but at the same time getting a product and service. So, you know, for you and I that go in there and we can buy a suit for under $40, which usually they're $400. So yeah, That's not a bad deal. But those suits that you buy are donated. They're gently used from other men in the community. James will take those and get them dry cleaned, and then he'll sell those. And what's nice about that is, for every 9 suits that he sells, he's giving one away to a man in need. So that's a veteran returning and transitioning from soldier to civilian and needs one for a job interview, or somebody's kind of...
Paul, step on up. Minute and a half to go. Let's give a few names here. Let's give the dirt.
You bet. So the finalists this year for the Prism Awards for Social Impact Business of the Year here in Southern Colorado: Marco's Pizza, the Thrive Network, and Garden of the Gods Visitor and Nature Center, which is where the event will be held on March 8th. For Social Impact Startup of the Year, we've got Trails and Tap Room, the Carter Payne, the Men's Exchange, and Hike for Life. For Social Entrepreneur of the Year, we've got Michelle Vacha of Community Dental Health. We've got Bill Morris of Blue Star Recyclers. And we have James Proby of the Men's Exchange. So it's a great group.
He's in two places, and deservedly so. Okay, guys, about 30 seconds left. Come on, both of you, step up if you would. We're sharing microphones today, as we love to do sometimes. It keeps us all cozy together. Prism Awards, Friday, March 8th. There are still tickets available. You can log on to CI4SI.org. That's CI4SI.org. Get your tickets and meet and help support and help starting support some of these wonderful businesses. Jonathan, a real quick takeaway. Paul, same from you, and then we'll close it out.
So we're just really excited to offer this event here. We're excited that Garden of the Gods is hosting this event. It's going to be a phenomenal evening, and so we hope people can come out, check it out, come support these businesses, but also learn more about the sector. It's going to be a great, great deal of fun, and there's going to be a lot of good people there.
Paul?
Garden of the Gods is a social impact business itself. It's given almost $4 million back to the park, so we're hosting it there. We're looking forward to having you all join us. So looking forward to meeting you all there.
All the details are in the podcast post at krdo.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcast, and you'll find this program right at the top of the news feed, and we'll have links for you to get tickets and everything else. But we do hope you can attend and support these wonderful business. Thank you guys, both of you. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. We'll be back next week at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.